Well, there are several things you know already about what I'm getting ready to bring up. One is this, that on this program, I really like for us to think critically. I prefer that we not allow our emotions to make our decisions for us. Don't let the emotions be in the driver's seat. Let our minds, our brains remain in the driver's seat and use them to truly think critically. I also like the idea of referring to some of the information that procon.org offers, because they give us both sides of a topic, both sides of the subject. And we can be possibly better informed. Even if we don't change our position, we might be able to gain more information, more knowledge, more understanding about the subject by hearing what many people are saying, a number of people are saying, on both sides of whatever the debate is about. And of course, as you know, election is coming up. We've had early voting, absentee voting, etc. The day is almost upon us. And so I'd like for us to turn to procon.org and hear some pros and cons of something that is very, very significant when it comes to voting, and that is the fact that we have people who, once convicted of felonies, may find that their right to vote is, well, let's just say, maybe different, depending on where they live. Listen to these pros and cons regarding the question of whether or not felons who have completed their sentence should be allowed to vote. Again, should felons who have completed their sentence, including incarceration, probation, and parole, be allowed to vote?
The Critical Thinking video series from procon.org. Felon voting. Should felons be allowed to vote? In the United States, an estimated 5.85 million people are not allowed to vote in elections because they have a felony conviction. This is a condition known as disenfranchisement. Felon voting laws vary by state. In two states, convicted felons can vote by absentee ballot while they're in prison. In 36 states and Washington, D.C., felons have their vote restored after they finish serving their terms or after they finish their periods of parole or probation. In 12 states, some felons can lose their ability to vote permanently. Should felons be allowed to vote? When felons have served their sentences and repaid their debt to society, their punishment is complete.
Let me give that back to you. These are pros. These are some of the arguments in favor of allowing felons to vote, and if so, when. This will be followed by the cons, which are explaining why felons should not be allowed to vote. So they're starting with the pros, pro-con. They're starting with the pros and saying why felons should be allowed to vote once they've completed their punishment. And that will be followed by the cons saying, no, felons should not be allowed to vote. Here we go, starting with the pros.
When felons have served their sentences and repaid their debt to society, their punishment is complete and they deserve to regain their fundamental rights. Felons whose right to vote is restored are at least two-thirds less likely to return to prison. Disenfranchisement laws are a form of racial discrimination. African Americans represent 12.6% of the US population, but they make up over 38% of the US prison population. Due to racial bias in the criminal justice system, more than 1 in 8 black men are disenfranchised in the United States. Disenfranchisement is a political strategy of mass electoral suppression by Republicans. In 2000, The presidential election between Al Gore and George W. Bush was decided by 537 votes in Florida, a state that had 750,000 disenfranchised voters at the time. An estimated 73% of felons would vote for Democratic candidates, so if those people had been allowed to vote, Gore would certainly have carried the state and the election. However,
these are the
when
cons.
Somebody breaks the public trust by committing a crime, they forfeit their right to take part in the democratic process. A person who breaks the law should not make the law. After all, the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution says that a state can deny the vote to those participating in rebellion or other crime. There is nothing unreasonable about felons losing some rights and privileges. They can also lose their Second Amendment rights, their ability to serve on a jury, their ability to receive welfare checks and food stamps, their eligibility for financial aid to attend college, and sometimes they can lose their parental rights. Besides, we don't let children vote, and we don't let non-citizens vote. Neither should we allow felons to vote. The call for felon voting is a political ploy by Democrats, who stand to gain the most votes. As we know, an estimated 73% of felons would vote for Democratic candidates, so it's no coincidence that one poll found 48% of Democrats favoring felon voting, with only 17% of Republicans feeling the same way. So, should felons be allowed to vote? Should they lose that right while they complete their sentences? Or should they lose the right to vote forever? What do you think? Procon.org shows you topics from every angle, so you can think critically about...
You know, one of the things about this, as we can see very clearly, this is a racial hyphen political issue. For some people, it has to do with morality. It's just immoral to put people in a position where basically their lives are over once they've been convicted of a felony. Harder for them to get jobs afterwards. They want to make it impossible. Some want to make it impossible for them to get college financial aid so that they make it impossible for them to get a college education unless they can find a benefactor who has the financial wherewithal and the willingness to pay their way through. And if they can't get good jobs, they can't get an education to help them be in a better position to get good jobs, then what's left? Interestingly enough, we have people who have, if you remember the history, it was decided long ago when slavery was ended, that there would be a new form of slavery. It just would not be called slavery. And the racists who made that decision, notice I did not say the white people who made that decision. It was not all white people. It was the racists who made that decision. The racists who made that decision decided very quickly that they would use the prison system to replace slavery. They would use the prison system to replace the slave system. And they would make sure that they use that prison system to target the very people who had been released from bondage to slavery. And they tailor the laws in such a way as to make it much, much easier to imprison black people than any other ethnicity in the country, especially the white race. They tailor the laws so that when black people are imprisoned, they tailor the laws so that if you break this kind of law, this law, then you can be in prison for this length of time. Then they give flexibility where they want to, knowing that the people in the judicial system will often, not always, but often, I'm not even saying most of the time, but will often choose to be more lenient with white people and less lenient with people of color, especially black people. That's the reason that when the Republicans made the laws roughly 2 decades ago, roughly. And they started addressing powder cocaine and crack cocaine. They came up with a much tougher punishment for being found in possession of crack cocaine than in powder cocaine, because they had done the research and discovered that white people use powder cocaine more, whereas black people use crack cocaine more. So cocaine, cocaine. Illicit drug use, illicit drug use. They came up with a slap on the wrist approach for possession of powder cocaine, because they wanted to give white people a slap on the wrist. They came up with a much, much harsher punishment for the crack cocaine, because they knew that they would not be punishing the crack cocaine. They knew they would be punishing the black people, who were the ones most likely to be found in possession of the crack cocaine. So on and on we could go with how the system is established, designed in such a way to incarcerate more black people than white people. It's a known fact that black people don't commit any more crimes than white people, but the black community is targeted more for arrests and imprisonment. What a clever way to make sure that they do just what slavery was doing. One of the things that it was doing, and that is prevent people of color, especially the black race, from voting, so that we have less chance to vote for people who will speak and fight in our behalf. It's about racism, politics, and immorality.